calling. And the reason I chose this one is I just know I'm working on presidential class. In addition, I'm doing a presidential or bust program right now. And one of the biggest issues that keeps coming up in my program, presidential or bust, is people getting out and just doing what they need to do, which is prospecting. We so desperately need to be prospecting. We so desperately need to be sharing. And one of the reasons people don't share is because they are afraid of talking to people that they don't know. So they get through their warm list, and then they, like, die on a vine. They shrivel up, and they can't figure out what to do next. And so what do? They get into, well, maybe if I spend 4 hours on Success Tracker today, or maybe if I build a new PowerPoint presentation. I have people that spend endless hours building presentations, building materials, building things, and they never build a business. I have no problem spending some time dedicated to creating great materials to do your business, but you've got to do the business. So cold calling is a huge part, and I'm not talking about buying leads. Cold calling means talking to people you don't know. That's all it means. It doesn't mean that you're making a phone call to somebody you don't know. It might be cold calling could be meeting somebody at a grocery store you never talked to before, but it's critical. Our whole approach in this business is to increase our visibility, getting out there to increase the number of prospects, because this is truly a numbers business. The more people you talk to, the more successful you're going to be. So it's being out there in front of people, getting to know people, getting to be in part of their lives. So your number one activity in this business is what? It's called prospecting. So you need to go out and prospect. We need to meet new friends, and as I tell everybody, you know, there are just absolutely no strangers on the face of the earth. They're just friends you haven't met yet. And that's how you need to look at every person who walks in your pathway. Here's another friend I haven't met yet. One of the things that really helped convert me to just really jump in, of course, I've always loved people. I've always been a people person, so it's fairly easy for me because of my personality. Some of you don't have quite that same personality, or maybe you're a little shyer. But I just want you to, here's that thought, that if you get this clear in your head, I think it'll help you break through some of that shyness and some of that feeling of fear in talking to new people, is the fact that every single person on the face of the earth has had a totally different upbringing, totally different events in their life, totally different challenges, none of us are alike. We had different parents, we had different family environments, we had different brothers and sisters and siblings, we went to different high schools, junior highs, some of us didn't even go to those, some of us went to college, some didn't, some went here, some went this, some have had 3 divorces, some have had never been married, we're like this huge melting pot of phenomenal amounts of experiences. So if everybody has all their different experiences, and you have yours, your entire value system, belief system, attitudes, and judgments are based on your experiences in life. And that's true about each individual. So every single one of those individuals, every one of them, has something to offer you, because you can't live through all their experiences in life. So they have something to offer you that you can learn from. And if you look at people in that light, you're going to take a whole different attitude towards how you talk to people and approach people, because you're going to always be in search. What do they have to offer me? What can I learn from this person? And that's how you should look at every human being. We too many times in network marketing go after people and say, what I'm going to force down their throats. And I just go, come on, it's about we have some things, we have a great gift to share. But, you know, the person you're talking with has a great gift to share with you too. So be open and ready to receive. And that'll help change and shift your direction and how you work with people. So all the strategies we talk about today, 7 powerful prospecting strategies, they all apply to every single one of us, every one of us, because our whole business is about interacting with people. And buying leads is just one of those techniques, so it's not just about buying leads and doing cold calling that way, because some people, the minute they hear cold calling, they think about buying leads. But it just really something all of us need to step into. We got to get out of not liking it. And again, the main reason why people don't like to do cold calling is because our psyche as human beings is we typically don't like to talk to people, or we feel a level of discomfort talking to somebody that we don't know. So that makes it awkward for us. And people don't like to be in awkward situations. They rather be in a comfort zone all their life. Well, get rid of that concept. I want you to draw a box on a piece of paper right now as you're hearing me talk. Draw a square box, and then take that same pen that you just drew the box, look at the box and say, that's my comfort zone, and I want you to take that pen and I want you to just scribble through that whole, all the way up and down around that whole square. And I want you to say, it's gone. There's no such thing as a comfort zone. I'm not accepting it as a reality. I'm not going to allow it to impact my life. And if you did that every day of your life, I'm going to tell you, your life would change so dramatically. It would be incredible. The openness and the energy you'd have and the abundant, you know, just sharing and caring and incredible experiences you'd have if you just got rid of that lousy comfort zone, because it just holds you back. So, okay, so let's dig in and look at the strategy. So there's 7 strategies to make a difference for you. And again, you don't just try one and then let it go. You've got to delve into it and commit to it and persevere through it. These are not about trying a new technique and it doesn't work for you and jumping to the next one and jumping to the next one. It's about spending 6 months at a technique and seeing what happens to you. That's what you do. That doesn't mean you don't stop prospecting whatever you're doing today, but you've got to take on new approaches. You've got to step out. You've got to start contacting people you don't know, because that's the only way this business is going to pop for you. So those favorite characteristics we don't seem to exhibit, which are patience and perseverance and stick-to-itiveness, which is our perseverance, at each one of these, whatever you choose to do in whatever direction you go. It's about, you know, all of this, when you look at what I'm really teaching again, it has to do with that same book we just got through doing, Slight Edge. It's about what are the little things I need to do every day of my life just to make my life a little bit better every day. So what are those little habits? And some of those little habits are going to be some of these 7 strategies. You just implement them in your life every day. You may not see a result today, a week from now, 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now. But you know what? It will totally change your life. It will totally change your life. Just like working out. Today, I don't see a difference, except I feel terrible tomorrow because I'll be so sore, you know, and on and on and on. But you know what? 6 months from now, I may have dropped 2 dress sizes. A year from now, I may have lost 18 pounds. My body fat to lean ratio just went collapsed to, you know, 24% when it was at 41%. Whatever, it's perseverance. It's sticking to it. Being patient, sticking to it. Okay, so let's talk about the different techniques. A, beware of passive prospecting. This is just more of a alertness, awareness issue. You guys love to get on the internet and send out massive emails. I love it when people send me and I say, okay, in my presidential bus program, I talk about people, you have to contact 5 to 10 people every single day, brand new people, every day. That's a requirement in my presidential bus program. And I'll get these, you know, forms. They have to fill out forms for me every night. So I get them in the morning, and here's this form that says 5 email addresses. I go, 5 email addresses. Now, it'd take me 10 minutes to send out 5 emails. You got 8 hours a day you're committing to Nantec business, and you're spending 10 minutes prospecting. Do we see the problem with this picture? First of all, email is a very ineffective way of getting brand new people signed up. It's very ineffective. You can talk to anyone, and they're going to tell you, if you want to do internet marketing like that, cold marketing, buying leads, sending emails out, you need to do like 1,000 a day. 1,000 a day. Because your rate of return is about less than 1%. So in 1,000 a day, you might get 3 people out of 1,000 a day that might even entertain interest in what you're doing. You're going to get probably 50 people who will just toy around with you, but you're going to get 3 that might really show some sincere interest. So you need to do mass quantities when you're doing that kind of prospecting. But it's, you know, beware of that, because when you wait for people to respond to you, you know, it's like handing cards out, just like sending emails out. I love people who go out and buy thousands of cards and they hand them out wherever they go. Well, good luck. When you're talking about glyconutrients, it's a crazy thing. When you talk about skincare, you've got to get in their face. You've got to get to know them. If you want to send them to a skincare website, it's a great way to do it with a card, as long as they have a method of how to get back in touch with you. But my preference is still, I'd rather have them give me their information so I can keep track of them. Always look at it from a perspective, you're the collection, you're the data collector. Don't go out there and just throw things out. You want to keep control of the communication, okay? So don't lose a lot of money and time around handing cards out and sending thousands of emails out. That is not going to be effective for you. Number 2, storm the gatekeepers. This is a great one. You can find entire books written on how to get to the person to whom you want to talk to. In other words, how do I get through the steel gatekeepers? You could talk about doctor's offices, chiropractor's offices, all these different places where you just can't get through to the person. some people even talk to me about, they say, you know, Mary Jo, Lydia has become your gatekeeper. And I start laughing. She really does. She answers all the phones. She handles the emails for the most part. It's to keep me able to do what I do, which is trainings, teachings, PowerPoints, websites, all the other things that I do, coaching. And I spend still 90% of my time on the phone every day, but I can't be, you know, team building conferences and all sorts of things that I do. But there's a way to get through to the person you're trying to teach or you're trying to get to. And that's what you have to do, is develop a way to do that. And, again, there's tons of books out there. I even wrote a book with Ginger and Ann, a couple of people in my organization, around how to approach chiropractors to give you the right key words. We call, you know, they're key words that you can use that overwhelm the gatekeeper, that they know, wow, I shouldn't be making the decision about this because this sounds so important. You want to overwhelm them with importance so that they take the next step, because they're shielding that doctor, that chiropractor, from all the sales calls in the world. And they're supposed to. That's what their job is. So acknowledging that that's what their job is, don't try to be a salesman with them. You want to bring something unique to them and something that sounds so powerful that they don't feel that it's in their ability to say no, because this is something that's so good that they better take the next step. The other suggestion for success is that before 9 and after 5, because most of the staff aren't around then. Now, that's not necessarily true with chiropractic offices, but it isn't with a lot of doctor's offices. So you won't even get through to a secretary or somebody, a support staff member. The other thing is lunchtime is a great time, because a lot of offices are closed for 2 hours during lunch break. And sometimes you can catch them there, but a lot of these offices, they have just answering machines because they know your little tricks. But they're just different tricks of the trade. One of the things that people use sometimes is they book an appointment. I have people that say, Mary Jo, I'm just going to book an appointment. And I'll go, and I go, you're going to pay for a chiropractic adjustment even though you don't want one, just to see if you can talk to the chiropractor. But I said, I don't think that's effective if you don't know the person. The best way to get into a doctor or chiropractor, if you haven't broken through, is to find one of his patients. Start working with one of his patients and then work through the patient to get there, because now they have a built-in relationship that you don't have. There are a lot of people out there using chiropractors. That might be something you do, is you say, you know what, I'm going to go after chiropractors, and send an email out to all your downlines, say, are you guys under chiropractic care? If you are, call me. And then get referrals from all these patients to chiropractors and use their names to get in the door with a chiropractor. There's not a chiropractor that I don't know about that wouldn't talk to a patient or a patient's friend about supplements, because he wants to preserve his relationship with the patient. He's going to do it out of courtesy because that's his patient base. So you see, there's many ways of skinning a cat. You've got to do it the right way. Otherwise, I had one person call me and say, Mary Jo, you know, I read your book. I called 100 chiropractic offices. I couldn't get through to any of them. And I go, well, maybe you're just not getting creative enough with your approach. Let's talk about it. You know, you got to turn the crystal. You don't just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again when it's not working. You start twisting the crystal and improving on it to make it a little bit better. And brainstorming with people that are effective at it is a great way to do that. The third one, email in advance. Anytime you're going to do a cold call with somebody, if you have calls that you're going to make or you got a cold call list, if you get email, it's great to get a message to them in advance. You want to keep it concise. Some of you want to put out a 20-page bulletin. You want to, like, I call it volcano. You spew lava all over them. Don't want to do that. You want to make it concise and nice and just, you know, charming as you are, to show how much you care and what you're trying to do for them, you know, the whole energy around it. So, and make sure you use, again, what I call unique selling propositions, USPs. Always make it unique. When you talk about, oh, a nutritional breakthrough, everybody goes, yeah, I've heard of millions of those. It's got to be something unique. MIT says it's a breakthrough that's going to totally change his world. Now, that's a little more unique than a nutritional breakthrough. So use that kind of language. Or I love the quote about, you know, and I don't remember the gentleman's name, but the guy who said, we won't understand, you know, immunology, disease, you know, all this stuff until we understand glycobiology. That's a great quote, because it really tells you the critical importance of what glycobiology is. I love that quote. So you might want to throw that in an email, you know, just to show how critical, important glycobiology is. So you want to use emails in advance as a great way of softening and breaking the ice with somebody that you're going to have a cold call with, because now you have one more chance of communicating. Pre-call letters is another thing that you can do. If you're going to be making cold calls, sometimes send out letters in advance. What are you going to do for her? That's the idea. What are you going to do for her? Remember, this is a need fulfillment business. It's not about your needs being met. It's about the person you're talking to, their needs being met. So it's a need fulfillment. So emphasize what it's going to be for her. How is it going to help their lives? Emphasize their need. I love pre-call letters, too, if you're doing cold calls with people or cold contacts. Let's say you're going to meet somebody as a referral for the first time and you've got a lunch date planned for next Wednesday. Zap them out a letter in advance. Maybe give them a little info, but don't overwhelm them. Don't overwhelm them. Again, don't spew that lava and become the volcano. Short, brief, very concise. It's your opportunity. Every bit of that communication and contact is your opportunity to show your heart one more way. And this is a heart business, so you want to be able to take advantage of every opportunity you have to show your heart. The next one, strategy, is follow-up. The fortune is in the follow-up, and this phrase applies here as well to any other aspects of prospecting. It's always about follow-up. I just had a woman go to a health fair this weekend, and she got like 60 leads at a health fair, and I said, you got 48 hours. I mean, you have 48 hours. If you don't follow up quickly with people, they forget who you are, they forget what they were in there for, I mean, it's just, it's over. It's over. You've got to do it right away. While the moment's hot, while the iron's in the fire, you got to take advantage of it. It's the same thing I feel about somebody coming to an opportunity meeting. When somebody shows up at an opportunity meeting, I want to sign them up that night because they're in the moment. They're excited and they're motivated because of the speaker they just heard, and they're in the moment. If you let them go and 2 days later call them back, that little voice will have entered their head telling them, oh, maybe it really wasn't that true. Maybe it just worked for him. It won't work for me. I won't be able to do it. Rah, rah, rah. Oh, my gosh, they get into all this stuff. We make up so much stuff. I call it must. I think that's what Carol McCall, that's one of my favorite things I learned from her in her training she did for us was must, make up stuff. You know, make stuff up. We just are masters of making up stuff. Masters of it. We need to just release all that, but, you know, the average person out there is still making up stuff. They haven't been through Carol McCall's training. They haven't gotten enough self-development work, so they still are in the mode of making up stuff. So you got to be able to overcome that, and one way to overcome it is not let it to enter the picture, and that means quick follow-ups. I do follow-ups immediately. I also like to shock people with follow-ups. Even after I have a cold call with somebody, I love to get a pack out in the mail the exact same day. Because when they get it the day after they talk to me, they go, oh, my gosh, is she ever on top of it? I mean, it's a level of respect I like to carry because it just gives them an idea. If they're ever looking at it as a business, they're going to say, now, Mary Jo is the type of person I want to be in business with because she commits, she stands behind her word, she does what she says, and she's prompt. And that's an important image to put out there, a very important image. People will want to follow that image. Even if they're not like that, they're going to even respect it more because they're going to go, man, I wish I could do that. And maybe they think with their influence around them, maybe they'll step up and be a little bit better. Again, Kaizen, just a little bit better every day. Make some improvement, increase better habits every day of your life, and the net impact over a year will just shock you. So, again, follow-up. Fortune's in the follow-up. You got to do it. First, attack the stack. You know, just go through. When you collect cards at networking events or you collect it in contacts, whatever you have, even all of you today, if you just got off this call in the next five more minutes, that's all we got left, you get off this call and you said, okay, Mary Jo, I'm going to follow up with every single person I have sitting on my desk. What a difference it would be in your life. Every day you kick off your day, I'm going to follow up, cut off all those loose ends, boom, get them all done right now, boom, 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 boom. Just get organized and structured and make sure you do that every day, and you'll see a huge difference. Your business will pop. Your life will be more comforting. You won't feel like things are falling through the cracks like so many of you do. You're going to be on top of your business, and that's the way you need to run your business is you need to be on top of your business. Don't let it get on top of you because that's when you get sweltering and you get smushed. Stay on top of your business. Referrals is another great strategy. Incredible. I did an entire Monday call on referrals alone. I don't know if I've done one in a while. Maybe we'll add that to the list. But referral, you can build a business just purely on referrals. Referrals are huge. It's about going after people and saying, hey, listen, I know you really enjoyed the products. Are there any other people you know? Just give me 3 or 5 names. You know, ask each person. You can actually build an entire network marketing business by signing 3 people up and just working on referrals. even if those three people don't want to do the business. You just get referrals. You find three people. Everybody gives you three names. Then you got those. Then those nine people give you three names. Now you got 27. All those 27 give you three names. Now you got 81. You get the picture. You can build an entire downline just with referrals. Referrals is a huge piece of this business. It's a huge part of cold marketing. And it's even better for you because now if the person who's referring them allows you to use their name, what have you done? You've broken down the barrier of the cold call. They have a reference point of why you're talking to them. So it makes them more receptive, and that's what you want. You want to have a greater level of reception, which is why referrals are so incredible. There are a couple of great books out there. Timothy Templeton wrote one on the life of building. I don't remember what is it. The lifetime referrals, building lifetime referrals. It's a great book, and you can just. I mean, really, this referral business is huge. It is absolutely huge. So don't deny it. Jump in it. You know, make it happen. But you have to ask for them. People just don't, you know, willy nilly offer them up. You need to call your people and say, hey, listen, I know you love the products. Who do you know in your life? Can you have a list of five people? I like to ask for 5 or 10 because sometimes I only get three. But if you ask for a bigger number, what do? That's what you want to do. Ask for what you want. Don't ask for what you don't want. Ask for what you want. So if you want 10, ask for 10. So keep working on referrals and follow up with those people, and then they can give you referrals. You can just grow like magic. And then the last strategy is ask the magic question, can you help me? Because people, what? Human nature is one thing. People really like to help you. So it's about how they can help you. People like to help each other. It's just basically what it is human nature. And they're going to go out of their way to help you. And one of the things you can say is you came across this new breakthrough technology and you'd like them to try it, look at what the things are and give them some feedback, look if it makes sense for their family. And that's how they would help you. Or, you know, I have people today that are going, can you help me? And they go, what is that all about? And you talk about the glycobiology and really trying to, you know, be a part of this mission. But there's also the incentive trip going on. And they can support you. If they're friends and relatives, man, they can support you in your incentive. Ask them to help you. People love to step up and help other people. So you can use that in your cold market, your warm marketing, as well as in your cold marketing in terms of getting people to look at this new breakthrough technology and analyze it for themselves, what it would mean. Could you give me some feedback on what this could mean for you and your family? Look at this technology and let me know and see if, and get them the information. Ask them to help you. Now, I wouldn't misrepresent and say I'm doing in the middle of a research project, you know. But you could do that. I mean, some of you might call it, or it might be a research project. It would be a little awkward for me to do that because I'm really not researching. I'm really trying to educate them is what I'm trying to do. So those are just some strategies to use in cold calling people. Hopefully they'll work for you. You just got to get out there and do it. I mean, the most important thing is that you take action. Cold calling and prospecting are the backbone of our business. You want to make a habit of it. Every single day is prospecting. Every single day. Even if it's only 3 contacts a day. Every single day, find new people. Every day. You got to be building the hopper every single day. I don't care if you're busy signing up the newest all-star and training them. You still got to go out there and prospect. Don't ever stop prospecting because when you let that hopper dry up, now it's going to be 2 weeks before you sign up the next person. You want to have a constant flow in the hopper. That means constant prospecting, constantly going out there, meeting new people, finding new people who you can touch their lives and make a difference for them. Okay, let me take myself off of mute, and we'll just have a few last-minute questions before we close today. Okay, I need everybody to *6 unless you're asking questions. Please.
Hi, Mary
okay,
Jo.
Any questions?
Mary Jo.
Yeah.
If you have someone who's really on fire but he has not got the backing
if we can go
of his mate,
for a second.
His mate thinks that this is evil, multi-level
I've
marketing.
Got two people asking questions at the same time. One at a time. Go ahead.
Do you have resources that will help convince someone that multi-level marketing is not evil?
Do we have resources that convince? Yes. The New Professional is a great book written by Mr. King, K-I-N-G. I suggest you get that. We also
have
some materials from the Wall Street Journal about why network marketing is great. I think there's some great materials out there by Pilzer. He's put out some books, as has Kiyosaki, around network marketing.
Mary Jo? Could you put that in an email?
You want to
I think what you got is a cross line. The phone company that you're dealing with on this call has got you crossed over somebody else.
You think I have somebody else's?
Debbie, Johnny Gabriel, and
Husky Sue. I have somebody else's telephone conference on mine.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Going back to the retail question, so some play like a, let's say a Curves, which are individually owned, but I guess the franchise. So we couldn't do the retailing with that, I guess.
You could do retailing with Curves because it's not about a chain. You're only doing it in that individual owner operator.
Exactly.
There you go. Because they're franchise. You
bet. That's what I wanted to get. Thank you.
You bet.
Hey, Joe, will there be a retail, I mean, excuse me, a referral? I'm sorry.
Nothing.
Will there be a referral? I'm sorry, what was your question?
I'm sorry, a skincare renewal pack?
A skincare renewal pack. You mean on a, yeah, yes, in your renewal pack, they are going to have skincare products, correct.
Thank you.
Yep. Any other questions?
And was the Curves answer a yes or a no?
The Curves
you
answer
can't?
With a yes because they're owner-operated. They're standalone franchises.
So
now
they
if went,
can...
If somebody
can,
had 12 Curves and there was owner-operated 12 of them, now you're running into the chain issue. So Sam would say you can't do that. But if you have a standalone one-person owner-operated, which are most of them are run by one person, they're all franchises, so they're not... You're not going to be putting it in Curves and it's going to spread out around the country because it's only that one standalone that's making a decision what they carry.
Okay, so you can put products there on their shelf and you can put skincare on their shelf.
Correct.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
I know. So get out there and do it. What do you think, people? Oh, you got the world at your fingertips and you just got to get out there and do it.
Mary Jo, I heard you can put skincare, but what was the other thing?
What? I heard, you heard me about what?
I heard that you could put skincare on the shelf if it's mom and pop type situation, but what was the other item?
Well, Sam is suggesting you can do it with any of our products.
Okay, thanks.
Yep, as long as it's standalone, owner-operated, one-store type thing, not a chain. Now, that's inconsistent with policy and procedure, but I've heard Sam Castor say it three times, presidential summit and on a presidential call. I mean, the guy, he believes it. He enforces it. He's the CEO. I'm going with Sam.
What are the three basic products in the 125 pack?
You tell me. Who knows skincare would tell me the three basic? I think it's the cleanser, the moisturizer, and the sealer, maybe. It's on the website. Lydia's got it on the. She says it.
Thank
the
you.
Three that are in the three pack. Yeah, you can listen to the training that Linda Padilla did,
it's
and it's in there.
11.
I don't want to be wrong for you because I'm not a skincare expert by any means. Okay. Okay, people. Well, listen, we're way past our time, but I love you all and have a great week. And I'm just excited as can be about Manifest and skincare and of course, but I love helping people with health. We still have tons of testimonials coming in all the time about the impact we're having on people's health. So don't forget the Geicos by any means. They're just doing a masterful job out there on helping people get well and stay well. And I think this new cell pack is going to be a slam dunk. I'm going to talk to you next week. We'll do a training, but I want to talk to you specifically about how I plan on using the cell packs when they come out to reactivate my entire downline because I think it's a product of the century. I think this is a breakthrough product when you have that little cell pack. You just rip open the package. It's so easy. And so many of my people quit taking the products because it wasn't easy. It was too hard. They didn't want to open 12 bottles. They did it, la-di-da, the powder, all that stuff. I want to go back to every one of those people and say, this is the product of
Century Plus. About the cell pack, please.
What?
Just about the cell pack. I don't even know. Are you saying S-E-L-L or C-E-L-L?
No, little cell pack. Well, what they're doing is they're packaging 2 Plus, 2 Phytomatrix, 1 AO in a little cellophane pack. When you buy a box of these cell packs, you get 56 of them, so it covers you for 28 days, which is our full business period. For $100, and you get
you
take 2 a day, every day. You can throw them in your purse. You can throw them in your briefcase. Every day, and you get them shipped to you every single month.
When will they be available?
It's so easy. They'll be available at Manifest.
That's great, but no Ambertose, right?
Well, understand. In every capsule of AO is the equivalent of about a quarter teaspoon of Ambertose.
Okay.
So if you're taking two AO capsules, you're getting 3/8 to a half teaspoon of Ambertose.
Okay.
That's how much Ambertose is in an AO capsule. So they're getting some basic maintenance level. Now, if somebody was sick, you obviously want to have some Ambertose and all the other stuff, but it's a great starter pack, and it's a great wellness pack. And remember, people, we are a wellness company. We're not a company going out and prescribing for, you know, sick people. We're a wellness company. We want people to stay well.
How much Ambertose and 2 AO?
Almost a half teaspoon, 3/8 of a teaspoon. Isn't that wild?
And you're going to do this call next week on the reactivation?
Yep, I'm going to talk about it because I think it's so big. It's so powerful. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, love you guys.
Look how my girlfriend got it. You can't even see the gift she gave. Right. Is that beautiful? It goes perfect in this room.